Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Hey, we're having a great time this morning talking with our buddy Mike Shane from Hub SeaWorld Research Institute. So much cool stuff going on this morning with the sea bass program and all the and again, Corey and I have been joking, like, my list of questions, I guarantee you, is longer than our list of callers, so I'm not trying to dominate the time the same as Corey, but we're having a great time talking fishing this morning, dude.
Yeah, lots of fun for sure, Rick. And if you got a question or want to give us a shout, we're giving away a full-day trip on the San Diego out of Seaforth Sport Fishing and a calendar, Bill Varney's 2021 calendar. Can't wait for 2020 to get out of here. So yeah, give us a shout, 833, they're already calling in, 833-288-0973. Give us a shout, and I know it's been a busy morning, but one line open.
Yeah, totally, man.
Or text the show, go to the app and just hit the text there, and you can text the show. Just leave your name.
Yep, you got it, man. Lots of good texts coming through. We're going to pump those up. But before we do, it's time for the catch report. And, Corey, time to find out what's biting.
It's sponsored by Gamakatsu Nautilus Circle Hooks, Rick. They've been the go-to hooks this season for the tuna. From Nautilus Light, the regular Nautilus, or the Nautilus HD, Gamakatsu has you covered. Pick the right size, ring or no ring, tie it on, and be ready to get bit. Stock up at the Gamakatsu Nautilus Circle Hooks now at select tackle shops. I bet you at Tackle Days you're going to have an awesome selection.
Gamakatsu has really good deals at tackle this year. We do. We've got a really good supply of Gamakatsu, including the Nautilus number 1, which is like the impossible hook to find right now, and we got a really big resupply of them. So we're stoked on that. There'll be buy two, get one free. And then if you spend $25 in Gamakatsu products, you also get a really nice Gamakatsu box, you know, like an insert style box.
Yeah.
And then in addition to that, any money that you spend in Gamakatsu, you take your receipt to the Gamakatsu booth outside, and once every hour, they'll be raffling off one of those brand new, the G7000s. I don't know if you've seen that.
That's crazy.
It's a really cool tackle box, like a full size, you know, box you take on a sport boat that Gamakatsu came out with. And it's like a modular system. It's almost like an Erector set or a Lego set. So it's this modular tackle box, but you can snap on all these different accessories, like rocket launchers to the outside, or you could do vertical jig hanging on the inside, or you can do, you know, compartmentalized insert boxes. Yeah, it's a really cool box.
It's easy to spend $25 on hooks. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, totally. Yeah. And think about that. You're going to spend $25 on hooks to get that. You can spend any amount of money for the thing, but when you spend $25, you're getting $50 worth of them because they're all buy two, get one free.
My Lord, that's crazy. And it's only 2 weeks away.
Totally. Yep. Yeah, November 7th. We're really excited. It's going to be a really fun time.
I'm bringing down a ton of stuff. Stand by.
Right on. Well, we're stoked. Well, let's start off our catch report with our private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Edge, is on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Ricky, Corey, Mike. Great show, man. I love all that sea bass stuff. I fish those things a little bit back in the old days. We had some good fun with them.
No doubt about it, buddy.
Hey, without a doubt, our offshore season this year, it's really kind of a gift that keeps on giving. You know, it's just there's been a little bit of seasonal change for sure, but there's still a bunch of biting fish around. I'll get out there in a minute. But starting close with home here, that flash of surface action up in Santa Monica Bay that was looking good there for a little bit, kind of petered out, unfortunately. Not much on those yellows and big bonita that was there above Rocky towards Flat Rock like that. But still some good bass fishing along the kelp lines. And keep an eye on that deeper structure out there off of Rocky Point. As soon as a little signal of squid shows up, we're able to find some of that bigger sea bass out there in that deep water. At Catalina, it's still biting over there. It's been one heck of a season for Catalina this year. Really amazing, actually. Bonita just about everywhere, as are the yellows that are mixed in with them. There's some little ones, and there's still quite a bit of that big fish around. And we're getting toward the time of year when that stuff, we see a little less on the surface, and you kind of starts migrating out toward that deeper water, especially when a little bit of squid shows up, which as of the moment, there's no sign yet, but some of that deep structure and big yellows is fun stuff in the late fall, early winter. San Clemente Island, early in the week, the weather was kind of an issue over there for the guys trying to fish that middle of the back there, but it's nice now, and there's been some really good signal. It's mostly backside middle and mostly really good grade fish. Get ready to pull hard, guys. There's a lot of really nice ones back there. And then farther outside, another amazing, absolutely amazing week on the Big Fish Parade. It's a road trip for sure. The main area is kind of just inside the Tanner and just inside the Cortez and, you know, kind of in that triangle between the Condom and the Tanner and the Cortez there like that. But there's just a ton of fish out there. Mixed-sized schools, mostly bluefin now. Didn't really hear much about yellowfin here this week, but, you know, some of that schools in 30-pounders and all the way to the 300-pluses. The big ones are mostly on flyers there, live flyers, frozen flyers, and some of the different artificials now, and incredible night bites on flat falls here this week. And did not hear of any 400-pounders, but, man, steady parade of 300-plus.
And, you brought up a really good point there about flat falls, Mark. I mean, not that's not been an effective lure all year, but boy, this week it was, man, there were some ripper bites on the flat fall. If you are going on a trip right now and you're going to be there in the dark, whether it be on a private boat or on a sport boat, do not go without having a couple of big glow flat falls.
On heavy tackle.
yeah, good call. Yeah, rigged appropriately on heavy gear. We had guys coming through the shop in the morning, getting off the boat, talking about like, well, it, you know, they got us all up, and every single guy had one on. You drop it in, get a bite. You know, this guy was zipping off that, and just there was some absolute ripper bites on the flat fall this week.
I saw that picture on the Royal Star website of them pulling that big one through the gate there, 3-something. You know, what an amazing time that we are having catching fish like that in our backyard.
There has been boat after boat, and it's not fair to not mention all of them because they've all had such good fishing, but I'll just say this because it just sticks in my mind so much. The Tomahawk came back from a trip this week. It was a two-day or two-and-a-half-day. It 100% looked like a trip to the Hurricane Bank. I mean, they had all the big, you know, the big ones, including a 330 and a 290, all the big ones tied up across the back of the boat, and then a deck load of them, you know, behind it, and they rounded out their limits with 30 to 60 pounders. It was just and although that one sticks in your mind, I mean, there were so many boats that experienced that caliber of fishing. It is what we always joke about. You know, everybody says we're always waiting for the fall to get here. Well, this is why, because we get to experience things like this.
Yeah, I actually saw that picture last night when I was reviewing, and you just sit there and look in total wonder at how can this be happening right in our backyard.
Oh, exactly. My God. How is this not a 16-day?
Yeah, but, you know, with all of that going on, I'm going to go catch some cods tomorrow. We're going to catch them red snappers on a couple of our little local rocks there. They have not been molested here for a little bit, so we're going to go thin the herd out and get a good fish fry.
I like it. It sounds like a great plan, Mark. Well, we appreciate a great report, as always. Certainly great information always on fishdope.com. I know you and Danny always get together. You'll always kind of keep them abreast of what you hear and vice versa. And if you want to save $20 off of a new membership to fishdope.com, you can use the code HOOKUPNOW, all lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW. We'll save you $20 off of a new membership. And, Mark, if somebody wants to find you, Pacific Edge, how do we do it?
Ricky, we're in Huntington Beach. The store's on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger. Phone numbers are code 714-840-4262. Website's PacificEdgeTackle.com. And stop on by, guys. We've got a lot of cool stuff going on.
I like it, man. I like it a whole bunch. Appreciate it very much, Mark. We'll look forward to talking to you next week. Go look on them Reds.
You got it, buddy. We'll see you.
All right. Well, while we're waiting for Marcos from Seaforth to get rolling up here, we got a great text question that came through, and this is from Mario in Pasadena. He wants to know, does the grow out and the feeding of the sea bass change the predatory nature of the fish, and how do they convert from eating pellets to hunting natural forage? That's a great question, Mario. Yeah,
good question. So just before I quickly forget, Pacific Edge is also a drop-off location for sea bass heads, make sure you stop on by and drop your head off.
where's that again, Corey?
Right on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Andrew.
So with regards to sea bass and the pellets affect their feeding and in the wild, I mean, first of all, the sea bass, as they become adults and get older and larger, their diet in the wild changes from eating small invertebrates and crustaceans and things like that over to fish. I mean, they're considered piscivorous. So what we see even with our cultured fish is, yes, we're feeding them pellets, etc., but if they get hungry in the hatchery, they'll eat their brothers and sisters in the tank, which we try to avoid. Obviously, that's not a good thing, but when we have them, even when we have them in these grow-out pens, the innate response for these guys to eat fish, it's built in. And so even in the grow-out pens, while we're feeding them pellets, if small bait fish manage to make their way through the net for the pens that they're into, well, I feel sorry for them because they're going to be gone.
They get smoked.
They get eaten. So it's innate. So once these fish are released, and that, we know that fish that spend some time in these grow-out pens tend to survive and have a higher survivorship than fish that we release directly from the hatchery, in part probably because bait fish, their exposure to the sounds, the smells, whatever, is helping them get ready for the wild release. So once they're released, once they figure out there's nothing falling from the sky that they can eat pellet-wise, I mean, they'll start eating other fish. And so I'm trying to remember, what we do look at gut content, so, you know, it may take them a month or so to once they get hungry, they kind of look for other fish, but it's already there.
You don't have to teach them; they know.
Yeah, they know, and they're ready to go.
Yeah, if a trophy comes by, they don't think twice about it.
Yeah, no, they'll chase it down. And you know, we're trying to do and have done this past year some behavioral studies, trying to get them ready, even for fish that we're holding in captivity. We actually run some behavioral studies and trying to maybe get them ready for that. So we'll set up sort of in one of our tanks, set up sort of an artificial habitat. We've got large sea bass in there. We actually use some of our yellowtail as a smaller one, as food fish, forage fish, to see how they work. And it was pretty interesting. We set up video cameras. I mean, even with these naive fish, providing some forage in there, they went after them. I mean, we had different culture teams growing yellowtail, different sea bass. So it was the team started taking bets, like, oh, no way the sea bass is going to take out a small California yellowtail, and vice versa. And so it turns out that it's really interesting to watch the behavior of the sea bass. And they actually, when they start going after these yellowtail, they swim on their sides, and they kind of swim sideways towards the fish. And I've even seen this in wild, when we have our broodstock in our net pens over at Catalina, go out there to feed them in the evening, their behavior really changes in how they approach their prey item. So it's pretty interesting to watch that. So, no, they are successful. They took out their yellowtail and had no problem, so they're ready to go.
That's awesome, man. That's so cool, Mike.
I love hearing about it for sure.
Yeah, well, let's continue on with our catch report, Corey. We got Marcos from C4 Sport Fishing on the line. What's up, Marcos?
Morning, Marcos.
Good morning. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing great. Hearing all about sea bass and fun, and I know there was some fun times at C4 this week.
Yeah, I mean, in addition to that, calico bass, sand bass, reds, rockfish, very good fishing on the half day there. So occasionally yellowtail, bonita, and the like. A lot of bluefin, especially on those day and a half and longer trips. And yesterday, Pacifica came back to the dock with two fish, 350 pounds plus on there, two bluefin.
Get out of here.
On a day and a half trip, they had three fish over 200 pounds and then 12 fish in that 100 to 180 pound range.
Oh, my gosh. This is so cool.
And while that's, you know, one of the best trips there, a lot of those trips are catching fish and, you know, 30, 40 pounds up to 100 to 200 pounds. The Endeavor yesterday, they had fish in the 15 to 150 pound range. So very good fishing on those day and a half and longer there. Check the schedule, seaforthlanding.com. Full schedule's up there for the half day. Those full day trips are still doing very well. So a lot of yellowfin, dorado, skipjack, and yellowtail on those full days. The one day is very similar fishing. Those day and a half, got some longer trips in the mix there, the 2 days. And coming over November, we start to see those three-day trips also. So definitely check the website. Make sure you don't put your gear away. And if you have that heavy gear, get it out, because like we've always talked about, September, October, and sometimes in November, some of the better fishing we see here. So definitely check that out. It's so busy. We're still running a lot of limited loads on these trips due to restrictions. So make your reservations ahead of time. Don't wait till the last second. Get that gear out. If you have your heavy gear and you need it tuned up, bring it down to the best tackle shop in San Diego here at C4 Sport Fishing. Pick up a burrito next door, and then get out there on the boat and get a shot at some of those big bluefin here in October going into November.
Yeah, beautiful stretch of weather coming too here this next week.
I don't know how it gets better than what we're doing right now, but last year November's bluefin fishing was the best that we had. Like I don't know how it gets better than what's going on right now, and I don't know that it will or it won't, but last year November was our single best month for catching those big ones, and boy, it sure seems like things are shaping up that way right now, Marcos.
I would sure hope so. And it's like, even if it doesn't get better, it only stays okay like it is right now.
Yeah, you could cut this in half and it's still great fishing.
Still great fishing. So, and like I said, a lot of these trips, you don't have to, you know, do super long trips there. You can do a full day and you're going to get great fishing. A day and a half, if you got the time, definitely do that. So lots of options for you. And like that, fishing is getting better.
Yeah, the we're giving away, one of our lucky callers is going to win a trip on the San Diego today. And the consistency of great fishing on the San Diego has just been unbelievable. Just, you know, we follow them on social media and all those things. And just like every single night you see Boog, you know, whether it's Boog or Matt talking about great fishing and, you know, got them again. The consistency has been what's so crazy this year.
It's been an amazing year as far as, like you said, from the get-go. They've seen lots of big fish in there, but not just big fish. It's like you said, just consistent. They're catching on all of those trips. And, you know, who knows? Maybe we're going to see our first 400-pounder on a one-day trip coming up here soon, the way things are going.
Well, if it's going to happen, it'll probably happen on the San Diego. Well, Marcos, great job as always, man. We sure appreciate a great report keeping us up to date, and we will look forward to talking next week.
Talk to you then, guys.
All right, Marcos. Thanks, buddy.
Hey, Rick. And that was sponsored by the Fish Pros of Fishman's Processing in San Diego. Not only they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego landings or your private boat catch, too. Now, with Fish Pros of Market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked, jerkied fish, spices, rubs, smoked cheese. Man, their smoked cheese is incredible, isn't it? And their famous tuna burgers, the amazing poke kit, too, man. You talk about just dice it up and add it all together, and it's done.
We talk about it every week, all the time. I got to say it, we did it last night. I got a really nice chunk of bluefin from my buddy Todd that went fishing this last week that Fisherman's Processing did up. And I mean, you want to talk about the easiest dinner there is, man. We made a pot of rice and chopped that tuna up, and that poke kit, it was seconds. It is so good, man. It's so easy.
Just a done deal.
Yeah.
You can pick that up at their Liberty Station location or order online at fishermansprocessing.com, and I think Dana Landing carries some of it, too. Do you guys carry it at Fisherman's?
We don't because the Liberty Station location is so close right now. Sure, we just send everybody over there. But I've been, you know, we keep our boat down at Dana, and last week when we were down there, they had a full supply of it. So super easy. Well, yeah, Dana,
nice.
For sure. Yeah, well, the phones are packed. Everybody's excited to talk to them. Why don't we jump right back into the phones and let this one loose. Let these guys talk to Mike. Corey?
Let's do it. Let's unleash them. Let's talk to Chuck. Chuck from Dana Point. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Good morning. Man, thanks for all the hard work and the hell of it. It's just an extra bonus that you guys do. But these guys are such aggressive fish. I've seen the biggest one I've seen come over was with a whole school of big barracuda, and here comes this lunker. What is their favorite? If you were going to fish for one, you're at the bait tank, you're going to catch grab a mackie or sardine, what would you pick?
It depends really on where you're fishing, you know, coastal versus the islands, and along the coastline, you know, for talking to a lot of fishermen and kayak guys and people that are into the here, it seems to be, you know, a mackerel on here. You know, if they can get, you know, and they're getting inside the kelp fly line on a mackerel, this is what you hear, the guys catching some big ones. At the islands, you know, that may change it. That changes a little bit, and so there it tends to be, you know, obviously the squid seem to be the primary bait that they're fishing for over there. So again, you got to look at the environment, the habitat, and where you're fishing, and that definitely makes a difference in the type of bait that you select.
I know one thing when you're talking about the scenario you just did, when it's a school of barracuda and you see that big sea bass, which you often see, you know, big sea bass at that time, you know, whether they run together or they're foraging on the same thing, whatever it is, that's the time when the mackerel for sure is a good call, just because you will often eliminate some of that barracuda bite, you know. So if that was your goal and you were catching a lot of barracuda and you had the option of fishing a mackerel, whether it's the right bait for a sea bass or not, it's kind of the wrong one for a barracuda. And I'm sure, Corey, you've seen that, you know, with, you know, all the time in the bait, you know, world, seen, you know, that where you fish that big bait, you get that big bite.
Yeah, absolutely. If you fish a 7 or 8 inch sardine, you're going to catch a 12 inch calico or a 20 inch barracuda along with maybe your 20 pound sea bass.
Right.
You know? So, yeah, by putting on a big mackerel, you're just like Mike said, you're eliminating the.
The other thing, too, and you've done a ton of that fishing down the coast in Baja, the thing that I think gets underutilized up here but you know, makes for a lot of catches down there is that Hamburguesa-style rig.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of a crazy deal, isn't it? And the Hamburguesa is just a huge crocodile or jig with a funky hooked mackerel, and it can't swim right, and it just looks injured. It looks like it's just...
It looks terrible.
Right?
Looks like there's no way. You know, you think about sea bass, and you got to be stealthy and the light line and have everything presented just right for this, you know, for this fish that's, you know, the ghost, and it's so hard to see and capture and all those things. And then you see what is undoubtedly one of the best ways to catch them is a big old giant hunk of metal flashing around with a mackerel that's pinned on side. Like, how on earth is you know, this stealthy, you know, difficult thing to capture, like, going to eat that? And they eat it so good.
I think it's a trigger, honestly. That trigger of an injured, 12-inch mackerel. It just, if you threw out the 12-inch mackerel, perfectly hooked, mm-hmm. you know, with a 6-aught circle hook, you know, whatever you're going to do, it provides much more of a challenge to catch than it does the injured, vulnerable.
Sure.
Crocodile hooked sideways in the back of a mackerel. Where are you going to hook it? It looks like an easy catch.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
It's a trigger, I think.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Well, Chuck, regardless, I hope you get a big one, man. And when you do, make sure to turn those heads in.
You got it, buddy. I will.
Hey, I appreciate the phone call very much. Another fun text came through, this one from Chuck from Orange, and he said, you know, with the slight lack in numbers over the last few years on sand bass, curious if Mike and the team had ever considered raising sand bass as part of their program.
That's a good one.
Yeah, earlier, 30 years ago, we did actually do kelp bass for a little while, but with regards to the sand bass, we know that there's interest in that. That's one of the species that was, I think, all the paralabrax, all the basses were on the list of consideration that the department actually provided to us some years ago of the 12 species that they would consider. So I know there's a lot of interest, obviously, in the sand bass. We know that that population and those species certainly take a good hit from all around with regards to especially fishing. So, it's been mentioned to us before. I think the SAC, or the Sport Fishing Association, has also mentioned that's one of their favorite species that they would like to see done mm-hmm. as well, too. So it's certainly on the list.
That's cool.
It's very cool. I mean, whether it's sea bass or halibut to join that or sand bass, it's just all a positive. And to have Wayne and CCA involved and helping the release and the whole deal, it's just nothing but positive.
Yeah, that's rad. Well, let's jump back into the phones. They are packed. Everybody wants to talk to Mike.
Let's do it. Let's talk to Steve. Steve, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup this morning.
Hi, Steve.
Good morning, gentlemen. Excellent show, as usual. Very interesting. Thanks for coming in, Mike.
Thank you.
I've got a question. I've got a 16-year-old daughter who's expressed some interest in biology and more specifically oceanography. And just wondering, she's 16, what's the best avenue for her to get her feet wet as far as, say, like volunteering or... Does the Institute ever host open houses, et cetera?
Wow, great question.
Yes, we have. Thank you. We actually have had open houses in the past. Nothing planned right now. And again, obviously with the COVID, we had a team of volunteers, especially at the hatchery. And unfortunately, we've stopped that for obvious reasons and basically reduced back only to our essential staff. So until things clear up, and I think this is a way not only with our organizations but a lot of organizations with getting volunteers, it's unfortunately a really challenging time. So but normally we would take volunteers, and that's definitely one of the suggestions I give to anybody that's looking to get into the field, biology, marine biology in particular, because it is competitive, and there's a lot of different avenues you can take. So what are you interested or passionate about? If you want to work with dolphins, we're not the at least for the hatchery where to come, but if you want to try fish, or you think you're interested in fish or whatever, it's a good learning experience. Even engineering, the systems and what we employ is pretty interesting. But Yeah, I mean, trying to volunteer and find those opportunities, because if you're really passionate about it, you'll get noticed and people will pick you up, and that could eventually lead to, you know, opportunities, obviously, to go to school, opportunities to for jobs and employment, et cetera. So, I mean, we've hired people that have started as a volunteer and could see the passion, see their dedication, and they moved over into a paid position.
So, obviously, this is an unprecedented time, but volunteer, 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 that's the best road to getting your foot in the door.
Yes, exactly. I mean, and for you to get a feel, is this something I want to really do? Am I passionate about it, or I hate the smell of fish, or that's
sure.
Slimy? Yeah, I don't want to deal with that. But that's the best way, and way I always encourage.
And again, I know that this is a different year, but in a normal circumstance, what do your, you know, hopeful, you know, next generation of Marine Biologists, what are the things that they do as volunteers? I mean, is it collecting? Is it, you know, is it sweeping the floors? Is it, you know, feeding the fish? Like what kinds of things do the up and coming, you know?
So, at the hatchery, I mean, it can vary. I mean, I've had people volunteer for me doing field work, you know, so they can help out with the sampling that we've been doing in the field, so they get to see a large assortment of wild fish, you know, and identifications is something they want to do and start of being more of a fisheries ecologist. When they come to the hatchery, they're working in usually multiple systems, so they're actually getting to feed fish, clean tanks, and see the process depending on where we need the help, and that'll depend on, you know, obviously the age. Minors, you know, we have to be more cautious and conscientious of how we bring them into the program, but generally, I mean, they're doing wherever we need the most help, and it can vary. I mean, they help us load tanks for transport or wherever they're needed. So get a lot of experience that way.
That's awesome.
Such good information.
Great question.
Hey, we're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup. Want to give us a shout? 833-288-0973. We're giving away a full-day trip on to San Diego out of Seaforth. We're going to be right back on Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
This is Captain Art Taylor of The Searcher. 2020 is the golden anniversary of Cape Polaris and Searcher. Come help us celebrate 50 amazing years in sport fishing. Searcher has a great crew, awesome food, air-conditioned cabins and galley, and an RSW system to preserve your catch. Our 2020 schedule is available now, so this is a golden opportunity to make your reservation online at searchersportfishing.com or call Celia or Callie at 619-226-2403.
Get ready for the largest outdoor sale in our history. Saturday, November 7th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Hi, this is Doug Kern, and we are pulling out all the stops on this one with discounts from 20 to 60% on hundreds of items. Just listen to this list of vendors. Accurate, AFTCO, CalStar, Costa, Daiwa, Fishworks, Gamakatsu, Mustad, MC Swimbaits, Okuma, Olakai, Owner, P-Line, Phoenix, PowerPro, Salty Crew, Seaguar, Seeker, United Composites, Shimano, and West Coast Marine. That's right, over 20 manufacturers' reps, plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, and most of all, incredible deals on tackle. Closeouts we've never offered before at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. Backed by popular demand, the Shimano Tranks Casting Contest. Show your surface iron casting skills. The winner gets a Tranks 500 worth $500. It's our biggest sale of the year, with hundreds of items discounted up to 60%. Plus, plenty of manufacturers' incentives to spice up the pot. We'll have a huge raffle and lots of fun for everyone, so don't miss it. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. Unbelievable pricing on tackle, clothing, and accessories. Saturday, November 7th. Check saltwatertackle.com.
It's another innovation from Seaguar, the proven leader in saltwater leader material. Introducing new Gold Label Leader. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet, 18% thinner and 17% stronger than any other Seaguar leader. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates in clear water and on leader-shy fish. New Gold Label is made with exclusive Seaguar fluorocarbon resins in a double-structure process which provides exceptional knot and tensile strength. Yet it's soft and cinches easily for fail-safe knots. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Gotta love California in the summer. Just remember, COVID is still with us. So if you're going to the water, plan ahead, follow local public health guidelines, and make sure everyone wears a life jacket. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hard-working crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trip at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and two interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And man, we're having a fun time with Mike and Hub SeaWorld and talking all that stuff. But there's somebody on the line right
now. You're not kidding. A very good friend of ours. You'd mentioned earlier that calico bass was your passion. And, you know, I know one of the places that you love to do that more than anywhere else is at Cedros. And we got our good friend Rosie Flowers from Cedros Sport Fishing on the line. Hi, Rosie.
Good morning, guys. How y'all doing?
Oh, we're doing great. It's always great to hear from you. And you got some exciting news coming up.
We do have some exciting news. And first and foremost, people have been asking how the runway is coming along at Cedros. And it looks like construction, repairs, repaving should be starting November 1st and taking, honestly, about a month to get that runway done at Cedros. So we'll should be looking really good for next season. But
excellent.
We have some total exciting news here. Throughout this whole COVID gig that was going on, we just had many, many phone calls from people not only asking about Cedros, but where else can we go fishing? We got to have someplace else with you to go fishing. So our wonderful news is that Cedros Sport Fishing has partnered up with La Bocana. Okay, when I say La Bocana, I mean there's, I guess, a few out there, different areas of Mexico called La Bocana. La Bocana is a half-hour fly time south of Cedros. It's below Baja Ascension, and there are 10 bungalows that literally sit right on the beach. Okay,
Rosie, when I told that to Corey, you should have seen his eyes light up, knowing how cool that area is. Like during the break, we were getting all kinds of info. This is such an exciting spot for you guys. I'm so happy to hear this.
Such a neat
deal,
man.
You know what? It is incredibly exciting for so many reasons because Corey, being the guy who's out there looking for bass, this place has a 10-mile long estuary. In that estuary are bass, corvina, grouper, so many different species that it's unbelievable. You can fly fish in there, you can conventional fish in there, and then you also have access to the ocean for ocean fishing.
That bay, Rosie, is so incredible. Like you're saying, the corvina, and I can remember I've been down there a handful of times and actually fished in La Bocana, wading out and fishing it, and the little broomtail grouper, the 2 to 6 pounders.
Oh, no way.
Or like catching spotted bay bass. You're catching them along with pound and a half spotted bay bass. They're just ripping you apart. And then a next cast is a 6 or 8 pound short fin corvina,
Correct.
And,
Corey was kind of describing that La Bocana is like that magic area where like the kind of northern Baja species and the southern Baja species like kind of all converge. Like
it's where our northern calico bass or regular Macrostis kelp grows down to Abriojos and that area.
Yeah.
And it's where like the southern lobster, that Caribbean lobster, mm-hmm. comes up and meets with the California spiny lobster. Everything meets right there.
Oh, that's
and,
so
right
cool.
there.
And
you
the
are
snook.
Exactly right.
The snook on the beach mixed with a short fin corvina and a calico bass.
Yeah, where do you go that you can catch a spotty and a snook at the same time?
Hello.
Well, and not only that, I have had people tell me that they have actually caught some rooster fish from on the shore in the surf.
How cool is this,
wow.
Rosie? That's great.
Big, you know, they're talking 12 pounds, 10, 12 pounds, nothing big, but just saying that is like you said, the different numbers of fish that you can catch there is just off the charts.
Oh, man. Ah, what a great call. So how will this work? I mean, obviously, we're so used to things at Cedro Sport Fishing. You guys do such a good job of setting it up and boats and fishing. And what's the fishing like? What's the accommodations like? What would people expect if we get into something like this?
I had a gentleman just call me yesterday, and he goes, have you Rosie-fied it?
Exactly.
And the answer was yes, we have Rosie-fied it. So basically, we're going to be working it the same day that we do Cedro Sport Fishing. These are going to be all-inclusive trips. We will still be doing the round-trip airfare out of the Tijuana International Airport going
Excellent.
Through the CBX. I will be taking care of your round-trip passes there. We have the same concierge service through the Tijuana International Airport. I hold your hand on this side of the border. They're going to hold your hand on that side of the border. We have ground transportation. Now, here we go. We got a 2.5-hour flight to La Bocana. We actually fly into the landing strip at Abriejos, which is, you know, just a few miles south of La Bocana. We will have our van, and we have a beautiful, awesome crew at La Bocana that will be picking you up from the airport, taking you up to La Bocana. So, again, you know, you don't worry about anything. We've got you from our door to their door.
That's so close, Rosie, because when you drop into Abriojos, you literally, within a few minutes, you're driving along La Bocana. So you're literally
right.
probably only 15 minutes, I'm guessing, from the airstrip.
You nailed it. It's like 12 minutes. It's like 12 minutes.
There it is.
So this is a way of basically eliminating a 15-hour Baja trip. To you snap your fingers and you're picked up in a beautiful van fishing right in the zone.
Ricky, you nailed it. You nailed the 15 hours. When, you know, to get down there, drive time is just ridiculous. To get down there with Cedro Sport Fishing is fantastic.
Oh,
you know,
man. This is so
and
cool, Rosie.
Cedro, yeah, this is going to include breakfast, lunch, appetizer, dinner, you know, the fishing, waters. It also includes fish processing. Let me give you a little bit about La Bocana. La Bocana is owned and operated by the Lobster and Abalone Co-op of La Bocana. So when we're talking meals, you know what we're talking about. Fresh seafood.
I like it.
The cook that is now, gosh, I'm getting ahead of myself here, but the cook at La Bocana takes care of all of the bungalows. Like I said, there are 10 bungalows there, 2 per room. We do have some bungalows that have 1 per bungalow. But right next to all these bungalows is a beautiful restaurant with a full bar. And this chef has been classically trained. He is absolutely epic. If you go to our Facebook page, La Bocana Sport Fishing, and see the sashimi abalone, the scallop taco, the lobster burrito, the yellowtail ceviche, all beautifully presented. It is unbelievable. I flew down there for a day. I asked him about his menu. I wanted to see a menu. He looked at, we have an English speaker, our host down there, Hector. And Hector said, oh, he's going to do you one better. And out started coming the food.
Oh, how cool.
It was unbelievable, just unbelievable. So you'll be very well taken care of. We'll be utilizing the same airline, ASG Airlines. We will be flying the same aircraft, the Cessna Grand Caravan, the workhorse of those Cessnas. You know, same thing, just limit yourself on, you know, maybe three or four rods per person, tackle and clothing. That way you guys can come back with some fish. But here's what we did. We wanted to give everybody a little taste of what we saw when we were down there. So we have actually got trips going down there in November. Now, I know the November
this year.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Because fishing is on. The fishing season down there is like August to December. So fishing is going off right now. I mean, right now they're catching yellowtail and grouper and, like, you know, calicos. They're actually catching a little bit offshore. They're catching marlin, bringing marlin in off the pongas. There you go. How's that?
Crazy.
Dorado, yellowfin, Sierra mackerel. But we decided to put a few trips together. We got a November 1st through 5th trip that I know is just a week away, so we decided to discount that trip for Let's Talk Hookup to $19.50 all-inclusive.
That's crazy,
awesome.
Rosie. $19.50. And we get so many callers, Rosie, as you know, that ask about grouper. You know, even
right.
when you're on the show or Jeff, they just want to know about grouper. And this region is known for its grouper fishing. There's so many high spots, like so close to that La Bocana, like very close, within between a mile and 10 miles of the harbor.
Absolutely.
For grouper
Absolutely.
Fishing.
I have a page open in the Baja Catch. It's a book that was written years ago, but it shows all the reefs out there. And every single reef is grouper, 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 grouper.
Oh, how
you know,
exciting.
Kelp bass, calico bass, you know, spotty bass, sand bass, but giant sea bass. But every single one of them is grouper, and even in that estuary is grouper.
So again,
so
you said
$19.50.
It's all inclusive. That includes the flight, the meals, the fishing, everything you talked about, the everything that Cedro Sport Fishing was known for. And again, Rosie, when is that trip?
That trip is November 1st through 5th, and I also have three other trips behind it, the 5th through the 9th, the 9th through the 13th, and the 13th through the 17th. And just, you know, look through our Facebook page, La Bocana Sport Fishing. Give me a call. I will give you all the information. Phone number here is the same as we have at Cedros. It's 619-772-7570. You can message me on any of our Facebook pages. You can email me at rosie@cedrosportfishing.com. But here's a scoop. One more thing is when we were down there and I started talking to people about it, everyone was excited. I literally had charter masters begging me to do this for next year. So we will be booking probably August through December next year with La Bocana. I got charter masters that are actually picking their dates now. Corey would love to have you fish with us.
Sounds like a really cool thing.
Yeah, and you know, it's like, let's go fishing, guys. I'm ready for 2021, but let's finish out 2020 strong. You know?
Great call.
And honestly, you know, outside of the harvest side, you know, the grouper and the yellowtail and all that stuff, what you mentioned, it just went over so quickly. I want to say it again with the fly fishing and the recreational guy that just wants to go light line and have fun in the bay where you're literally, you might be on a boat, but you can wade it knee deep and catch those 2 to 6, 8 pound. I think we caught them up to like 10 or 11 pounds, the broomtail. And the shortfin corvina, and it's loaded with halibut. It's a fly fisherman's dream, I'm telling you.
I want a redhead, a 5-inch viejo, and my bass rod. That's what I want to do all day. That sounds so cool, Corey.
A lot of fun, Rosie.
Yeah. Rosie, great job. We're really excited. It sounds like a perfect destination and something we can participate in even this year, which I think was such a great move because, like you said, there's a lot of us that had trips that weren't able to go this year and maybe got an extra couple bucks because your fishing trip canceled. What a great opportunity to get in on, you know, what could be a slow time of year otherwise. A great destination. One more time, give us the phone number if somebody wants to take advantage and go fishing with you.
All right, you guys, give me a buzz, 619-772-7570.
You're the best, Rosie. Congrats. I'm glad to hear it. Sounds like it's going to be a winner. I can't wait to come check it out.
Got it. Thanks so much, guys. Really appreciate it. Have a great weekend.
All right, Rosie. That's cool, Corey.
Oh, are you kidding me? I mean, you can hear the excitement. I've been down there a handful of times, and it's just... what she's putting together is pretty cool.
And how nice that you can get there at a snap of a finger.
Right.
You know what I mean? You jump on a plane, you're picked up, the food, you know, just they take all the planning out of it for you. You just need to show up with your rods.
30 minutes further than Cedros.
I love it. That's cool. Well, the phone lines are absolutely packed up for Mike. Let's jump right back into
them. Let's talk to Brian. Brian Colm from Wildomar. Hey, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup, Brian.
Hey, Brian.
Guys, that's a dirty trick. How do I follow up Rosie's information?
Yeah, all right.
Oh, man. Mike, great talking to you. Let's get back to the show. I'm wondering if they transplanted Atlantic strain bluefin over here in California, as big as these bluefin are getting over here. But I was wondering, is it all, you guys were talking about halibut, can you use Alaska strain halibut as broodstock over here?
No, I mean, well, it's the Alaska strain, that's called the Pacific halibut versus the California halibut, and for the work that in the research that we normally do, we're obviously selecting local species, and that would be sort of an exotic, try to bring them down here out of their range. I mean, yeah, it'd be great to hook into a barn door here in Southern California, but that's something what we would seriously consider. I mean, obviously these species have separated for various reasons. The climate, the conditions obviously are conducive to where they're living, and so no.
I know you work really closely with Department of Fish and Wildlife as well. Like, I mean, like you said, they signed off on, you know, this is one that we like and want. So obviously California halibut, you're just putting your supplement. Implementing what's already there.
Yes, yeah. I mean, trying to stay with local species and not introduce exotics to this area.
Yeah. Well, speaking of exotic, and great call, Brian. Appreciate the phone call very much. We got a great text coming through. Speaking of exotics, and texter wants to know, what is the difference between the Gulf of California tortuava and the white sea bass?
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, they're in the same family, Cyanidae. They're croakers, so the difference being. What we know is that the obviously totuaba get larger. They're more estuarine than the sea bass, so we know that they have to come and they have typically used the upper gulf and the estuaries there for their young of the year. Sea bass basically are more coastal, pelagic, and run around here, you know, spawning offshore. They don't need to come into estuaries. At least that's in modern times. They may have done that in the late 1800s, but we just don't have that ability for estuaries here in Southern California. There are other distinctions with regards to their morphology. The tail on a sea bass is truncate, where it's flat, whereas on a totoaba it comes back at an angle or comes out to a point. There's some other distinctions, like the on a sea bass their pelvic fin, there's a black spot on there. The totoaba don't have that. So again, they're similar probably in the way they taste. It's just that they get larger. It's the largest cyanid. The totoaba are the largest cyanid in the eastern Pacific here. They again stay in the upper Gulf. Although I saw the record that was supposedly landed south by La Paz area, I think mm-hmm. I saw that correctly from the beach. The only picture I saw really on that one was from Facebook. I don't know if it's been officially accepted yet. Supposedly they had IGFA had an expert. I know there's only one expert really on Eastern Pacific cyanids that he's actually Smithsonian now, but he's worked down in South America for a number of years and usually writes all the stuff. So I'm just curious if that one truly ended up being identified. I mean, supposedly they said they had it, but typically the ranges are in the upper Gulf. It's very rare to see that species all the way down that far south from La Paz, mm-hmm. although we know sea bass are down there, so that's why it was sort of, for me personally, looking at the images and seeing it was sort of suspect, but you know.
What range of size was it? The potential record?
I forget it was.
In the 60?
Yeah, in the 60-pound range,
okay,
I believe,
okay.
somewhere in there. Yeah, it was the line class record.
Because they do get like 100 pounds, right?
The 12-12? They get over excess of that.
Like jumbo.
Yeah. So they may get close to 200 to 300-pound size, possibly, yes. Yeah, up there a couple hundred pounds.
That's crazy, huh, Rick?
Yeah, wild. I think 83 pounds was the potential one.
Yeah. Wow. So I think the record prior to that was also caught by I think a maybe a last name was Baumgartner, that the current existing one. It was also caught, the lion class, but it was down in Baja. I mean, Bill Ernst has the largest recorded. I mean, his spear wasn't hook and line, but the largest record was also came out of the Gulf for white sea bass.
That's incredible.
That's awesome.
You know, I can't help but think, Rick, I got to mention Del Marsh, because we talk about Baja and white sea bass and Abriojos, and the first thing that comes to my mind is Del Mar.
Totally.
I'm sorry.
No, I love it. Fishing sea bass off the beach.
Yeah, I know it. I miss our Del Mar.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, great call, Brian. Let's jump right back into him, Corey.
Let's do it. Mitch and Santee, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. Mitch, good morning.
Good morning, Rick, Corey, and Mike. I got a question for Mike. How big do you want those white sea bass to get before you release them, and how do you release them where they're not easy prey?
So we've done some modeling, and basically that's where we're at, the 8 to 10 inch size right now, given the bioeconomic. And so we did that years ago, and that's where we try to get them to that 8 to 10 inch size. You know, that we're still evaluating and learning it. You know, maybe once, you know, we get some genetics, we're working with some folks in South Carolina to understand the genetics better. It may be that we can release a lot more fish and smaller. They have genetic marks and tags, so we don't have to take and tag them all the time, and so that takes a lot of energy and getting a little larger ability to tag them. So those are some details that would work out. So yeah, ideally that would be it. I mean, if we even got them to 18 inches or just 4 inches larger than that, so 14 inches or something like that, we know that the survivorship will actually triple based on the models and the papers that we've published to get them to the into the 28-inch slot, the size limit.
That's awesome.
But the cost of keeping them that much longer.
Exactly. Yeah. And you know, they're in the pens longer, et cetera, so there's some trade-offs there. But hopefully they're out in the pens. They're getting more wildlike as they spend more time in these pens.
Yeah, so much information.
That's
hey,
so
we're
cool.
We're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup. We're going to find out who's won this full-day trip on the San Diego when we return on Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
For your next trip, who needs travel insurance? You do. This is Bob Dawson from Dawson & Associates Insurance Services. We guarantee the lowest prices on all travel insurance plans with 6 companies and 122 different policies. These plans will include trip cancellation insurance, medical, medevac, baggage loss, and rental car coverage. Please call me at area code 619-990-3068 or visit us at safariglobaltravel.com.
Saturday, November 7th is Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Seminars by saltwater experts, great deals on tackle, top tackle reps like AFTCO with knives, Psycho Pro fluorocarbon, and incredible deals on AFTCO clothing. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 7th.
Lobster season is here. It's time to gear up with the best in the business, Promar, based in SoCal. Promar knows lobster and makes everything you need to catch these tasty critters. The Promar guys are hardcore lobster fishermen and have all the styles of hoop nets, including the new Ambush XL Heavy, 14-pound, 36-inch rigid hoop net, the largest allowed by law. Visit Promar on Facebook or on the web at promarnets.com.
Fifth Avenue Insurance has a new name. It's Snap Insurance. Still providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. You can even work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617 or SnapINS. That's SNAPPINS.com.
Your vacation bucket list can't be completed without visiting the Katmai Lodge, Alaska this summer, a world-class wilderness fishing paradise on the banks of the famed Alaknak River. Get in the action fishing for all 5 species of Pacific salmon, king, sockeye, chum, coho, plus trophy-sized rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, and Dolly Varden, both in the Alaknak and nearby waters. Katmai Lodge's Coast Guard and CPR-certified guides are fly fishing fanatics and know how to help you reel them in, ensuring your days are fish-filled while you enjoy freshly prepared snacks and barbecued lunches on the river. Back at the lodge, enjoy fireside appetizers and refreshments each afternoon. Delicious dinner prepared by the lodge's exceptional chef. Take a quick fly-out trip to Brooks Falls in Katmai National Park for world-renowned bear watching. And check out our trout fishing specials at katmai.com. That's K-A-T-M-A-I.com. Katmai.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, and one lucky caller today wins that trip on the San Diego to Seaforth. That's Steve. Steve from Fallbrook. We left the lines lit up,
oh,
literally.
Man. And Tex as well. I was so bummed. Mike, so popular. We love having you on here so much. We stranded so many callers and so many texts that we just weren't able to get through it.
Crazy
not
how
enough,
quick it goes by.
Not enough time, man. We need to have you back.
Thank you. Yeah, I appreciate the opportunity. I'd love to come back and continue to educate your listeners. And, if you want to get more information about our organization,
please
feel free to stop by our website at hswri.org. Review our programs. Again, we are a 501c3 nonprofit, so, consider making a donation because, every little bit helps us. And, certainly during this challenging times, as it is for a lot of people, it would definitely go a long way to help.
I love so much the program, support so much the program, and love the other things that you guys are doing, not only just working with sea bass, but all the aquaculture projects, the addition of halibut, the potential addition of other things down the line, the fact that you were reviewed from an independent source, and just everything has come back positive, and we love it, man. You guys are really working for us.
Yeah, thank you, and we'll continue working for you, and not only aquaculture, certainly your sustainable seafood is one of our largest programs at our organization, and we also do stuff with wildlife populations and animal behavior and ocean health. So, there's a lot that's going on.
Yeah.
And so stop by our website and check it out.
We just need to figure out how to get more sea bass and less sea lions.
Yeah, yeah. We'll work on that.
Mike, that was great, buddy. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
One more time, what's the website if somebody wants to keep in touch with everything going on with Hubs?
Yeah, so it's just our acronym for Hubs SeaWorld Research Institute. So that's hswri.org.
Awesome. Great job, Mike.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
It very much. Appreciate you. Appreciate all the help today. Adam on the phone. Thomas taking such good care of us, as he always does behind the mics. And, hey, tomorrow, another great show coming your way. Captain Art Taylor from The Searcher is going to be joining us. We're going to be talking all things Searcher, talking about this great bluefin. Had a great time today with Corey. We'll look forward to talking to you tomorrow morning right here, 7 to 9 a.m. on Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.